This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A new program to provide health insurance to undocumented Coloradans has reached a milestone. OmniSalud is managed by the state insurance exchange, Connect for Health Colorado. A new law requires insurance companies to offer plans with a specific set of lower fixed costs available to everyone. Since November, 10,000 people have signed up, the maximum allowed. Biani Bermudez is with the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition.
What is so great about this program is the ability for undocumented folks to be able to get health insurance.
Undocumented Coloradans previously had limited health insurance options. Colorado students are removed from classrooms more often than the national average, CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
7% of students are suspended in Colorado each year. That's just above the national average. The overall rate of suspensions dropped more than 1 percentage point over the last few years. But the Learning Policy Institute study found that Colorado's in-school suspensions increased at a rate that was greater than the decrease in out-of-school suspensions. This suggests more students were still taken out of classrooms. Researchers support alternatives to suspension. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Recent methamphetamine contamination in libraries elsewhere in Colorado is prompting the Pikes Peak Library District to test for the drug. The screenings will determine whether cleaning is needed. They'll take place at all public restrooms in 15 locations across the district, and it could take up to 4 weeks for results. You're listening to CPR News.